Hey, everybody, I'm Charity Kalstrup. Welcome to this Young Life podcast. Hey, what do you do when you don't feel like you're the gender that you are? This and so much more on today's Young Life podcast. All right, so I'm not sure when it started, but it's a thing, y'all. Gender reveal parties are a thing, which I think is so fun to have a party and nobody knows and everybody guesses. So what about you? Give it a little crack at, is this a boy or a girl? Let's see. Oh my gosh, that startled me so much. Definitely a boy. Have you been to one of these parties before? I've never actually been. I've been invited. So obviously we know which one this is, which is my favorite color. And it's pink. I've never been to one, but I've obviously seen videos, footage. I'm sure you have too. It's a big deal when parents have a baby and they want to let everybody know what the gender is. And actually, let me read this statement to you. Apart from a person's spirit, there is nothing more core to his or her identity than his or her sex. And so this is something that's obviously, and we know, like, eggs are always X, but sperms can be either X or Y. So depending upon what sperm joins itself with what egg, you're either going to have double X's for a girl or X or YX for a boy. It's built into your gender. It's built into every fiber of your DNA. So even in the world that we live in, that actually all of these experimentations, if we would please be aware that they've been going on since the beginning of time, but really kind of hit our lifetime, in Nazi Germany, when there was all of this experimentation of sex changing and removing parts of people's body, not a good situation. If you guys know anything about the Holocaust, these experiments and this kind of thinking is very dark. And we don't want you to live a dark life when there is a reality of your creation that if you will accept, even when you feel differently than you are, you will actually move into everything that God made you to be. I like Jeremiah 1 verse 5. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and I ordained you." In Psalms 139:13-18, the Bible says, "You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thorough you know me. You formed every bone in my body when you created me in this secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you are still with me." Here's the reality. And one last verse, Genesis 5:2, "He created them male and female." When you are struggling with any feelings that compete with your body, when your body and your soul are at odds, there's always going to be confusion. So when your body was built one way, guys, that's not just your body. That's at the core of your being, your DNA, and in the most minute molecular level, it was worked into your being. And so when your soul and your body, which, what's your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. What does that mean? When you feel different, see, this is how you are made. You are made to think, to feel, and then to choose. So feelings don't stand alone by themselves. Feelings are always produced from thoughts. So you think first, then you feel, and then you choose. So what happens is, as you think, you begin to feel. So if you start thinking, oh, it's going to be a crappy day, I'm so sleepy, I'm so tired, I hate school, then you're going to start to feel crappy. You're going to start to feel sluggish. You're going to get in the car, you're going to grab your backpack or whatever you need at school, and you're going to begin going through your day feeling the way that you've thought. If, however, you get up and you say, you know what, today's going to be a great day. Obviously, if you're born again, you can speak God's word because you know it. And you can say, God, I thank you that this is the day that you've made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. And if you're not born again, you can be born again, because I can pray with you at the end of this broadcast. But the Bible actually promises all of those who follow him that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we take what God's word says and we think about it and then we speak it and it begins to be produced in our life. And so what happens with gender confusion or when I start having these feelings is I have to be honest with myself and say, okay, when did I start thinking like this? Was I taught something in school? Was I shown something? Was this idea presented to me? Did someone make fun of me as a girl? Did someone make fun of me as a boy? Did I start to look at myself through a lens of comparison and feel like I didn't look like the other girls or I didn't look like the other boys, and therefore I disqualified myself, and I just kept thinking about that insecurity. I kept thinking about maybe that thing in my body or that thing in my personality that doesn't seem very feminine if I'm a girl or very masculine if I'm a guy. Feelings don't just show up, is what I'm trying to say. So if you don't feel like who you are, if your body and your soul are competing with each other, there's always going to be confusion. And so you can have a sex change, you can enter into a homosexual or an alternative lifestyle, and it's still not going to fix it. Because at the end of the day, if you want to be fulfilled and totally confident in your person, whether you're a boy or a girl, it's going to start with you surrendering to God's design. It's going to start with you surrendering to what God says about you, even when you don't feel that way, even if you've been rejected. You know, my mom had one sister, and she was the youngest. So she was the baby. She had one older sister. And when she was born, her mom and dad really expected her or wanted her to be a boy. And so my grandmother really took to my aunt, my mom's older sister. And then my mom was supposed to be my grandpa's kid, you know, like his and hers. And they really wanted her to be a boy. They didn't even have any girl option names picked out. She was supposed to be Clifford George. That was supposed to be my mom's name. She ended up obviously a girl. Her name is Kathy Sue. And my grandmother picked that out of a random magazine that she had in the hospital when she had my mom. So my mom's name is Kathy Sue, but they wanted her to be Clifford George. And so my mom grew up with this sense of like rejection. It was like her dad loved her in a sense more than her mom. And so while her older sister was spending all the time in kind of the girly things with her mom, my grandma, my grandpa was spending all of his time with my mom. So my mom grew up learning how to hunt, learning how to fish, learning how to garden, kind of doing more masculine things than more feminine things. Do you know that our environments and how we were raised have a lot to do with our programming? Now, my mom never questioned her gender. Obviously, she knew that she was a girl, and she enjoyed that. She wanted to be a girl. But I use that as an example because I get it. Even though I haven't experienced that, I understand that there are things that happen to us in life that cause us to think differently or to think incorrectly. And honestly, the whole way that we work together in this podcast, me and you, requires that you surrender to God's word, because that's what I believe and that's what I'm basing all of these truths on. So if you have any other idea outside of God's word, keep scrolling. This is not for you. But if you're hungry and you do believe that there is a God, and I encourage you to believe that there is a God, because the Bible says it's only the fool that says in his heart, there is no God. And there will come a day where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And you don't want it to be too late. You want to have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, so you can go to heaven and get up out of here and not have to deal with all of the nonsense that's going to happen for a rebellious generation who refuses to acknowledge God. God is creator. There's no such thing as a big Big Bang. If a Big Bang could produce everything that we see, then that Big Bang could have continued to be producing things. Everything reproduces after its own kind. God knew you, and so you have to accept that. You have to accept what God's word says about you when you don't feel like a girl, when you don't feel like a boy. You have to accept the truth of God's word about you, regardless of what people say, regardless of how you look, regardless of how you feel, if you want to be free and be everything that God made you to be. And then when you do that, guys, when you accept, okay, God loves me and he made me this way, maybe you're not going to be a girl that really enjoys fashion. Maybe you're a girl that likes outdoors. That's fine. There's no like set thing that guys have to do this, girls have to. Maybe you're a guy that likes to cook. Maybe you're a guy that likes fashion. That doesn't mean that you have to move into an alternative lifestyle and that you're not a guy. You know, the guy that cuts my hair, that's my hairdresser, he does my hair, my sister's hair, my husband's hair, he is married to a woman. He's a mountain biker. He is like incredible, an incredible athlete. He loves football, but yet he cuts hair and he's not homosexual. He's a guy. He's all guy. You know, we have this programming because of things that we're exposed to in media and in culture that make it seem like, well, if I like this, and maybe people have said things, maybe people have made fun of you and said different things, and that's hurtful. I get it. But you've got to acknowledge, okay, God made me. He made me either a male or a female, and I'm going to start there. And I'm going to receive your love, God, and I'm going to ask you to help me to be the girl with the purpose that you've made me to have. You know, I'm kind of a girl boss, to be honest. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I'm not a mom, period. I don't like to cook. I don't like to clean. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I go to work every single day. I'm like a girl boss. I really, really like to work. Do you know that in a room full of women, in a lot of cases, I don't always feel like at home because I don't have kids and I go to work like the guys do while the girls stay at home and raise kids and cook and clean. So I could feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not a girl, but I am a girl. I'm just a girl who goes to work. And I'm not going to question how God made me to be. I'm still the way he made me to be, even though my purpose as a woman looks different than other people's purpose as a woman. So there's no reason to be confused. The parts that you have define your sexuality, and you're designed to fit with your opposite gender. Guys go with girls, girls go with guys. And when you start from an early age, just understanding God's love for you, just like these verses, and I'm going to read them again because I want you to hear them. God formed you, your innermost being. This is Psalms 139, 13 through 18. He shaped your delicate inside and your intricate outside. He wove them together in your mother's womb. He made you mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It's simply amazing. You are amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, exactly the way that you are as a guy, exactly the way that you are as a girl. And I believe right now for there to be such a confidence and a peace and a joy unlocked on the inside of you that you are the way that you are for a reason. I don't care. I don't feel like a girl. I don't look like a girl. You may not feel like your body. I don't care. You are a girl, and there's a place where you surrender to his word that you begin to learn and love how he made you to be. There's a place where you surrender to God's word where you begin to love how you are as a guy. You may be a guy and you don't like sports. You're not super athletic. That's okay. That's okay. You may be a girl. You really, really, really like sports. Like all of the things that society or stereotypes make, like this is girl or this is boy. No, what has God made you to be? He's made you the gender that you are, but your purpose is going to be so unique. It may not look like everybody else's, but that doesn't mean that you have to violate your sexuality and go against your body in your thinking and in your feeling, because that's not the answer. Y'all, that's going to produce greater confusion. So what do you have to do? Well, what did I have to do? What did my mom have to do? I had to focus on God's word. I had to focus on his plan for my life. I had to choose to be confident in the way that he made me to be, even though I was a girl, even though I don't stay at home, even though I don't raise kids, even though I go to work every day, like a lot of guys go to work every day. I'm still a girl and I enjoy being a girl. I enjoy everything about being a girl. My whole office is pink. My whole office is a zebra print, right? I'm a girl boss, but I'm a girl. You learn as a guy. Okay. Even though you do this, you're still all guy. Just like I said, my hairdresser, he's an incredible hair artist. He is so good. He does the very best. His wife does too, but I typically go to him more. He does an incredible job. And he is not in an alternative lifestyle. He is glad and happy to be a boy, right? You don't have to fall into these mentalities, because honestly, what society wants to do is make you confused. They want to make you feel powerless so that they can control you and get you to buy into their agenda. When God created you for a purpose, for such a time as this, to have and enjoy life. And you might be thinking, well, I don't know. I don't know how to believe. I don't know how to take God at his word. Well, it all starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Now, if you've already done that, if you've already made Jesus the Lord of your life, I encourage you to get in a church where you can hear the word of God, get in a youth group where you can grow, get filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, find out how much God loves you, and start reading this book. Just like you would learn how to dance, just like you would learn how to play your favorite video game, get inside of this book, because it will change the way that you see yourself and it will empower you to live your very best life. And then after that, if you're not a born again Christian, if you've never prayed a prayer to make Jesus the Lord of your life, listen, that's where it starts. Because here's the thing, God did make you. You didn't come from a bang. You didn't come from a monkey. God created you. He formed you. He knew you. He loves you. And he has a plan for your life. And a big part of the plan for your life starts with you being the gender that he made you to be. And again, you could have surgeries. You could change. You could move into an alternative lifestyle and it will never satisfy. Because the only thing that satisfies is being the you that God made you to be. So I want to encourage you, get your feelings in line with God's word by thinking about God's word. Avoid television shows. Avoid opinions. You know, when they start bringing stuff like that up in school or whatever, like shut that down. Don't let that into your heart. The Bible talks about guarding your heart. Speak to yourself. You know, we say this all the time. My husband's like, I'm so grateful I'm a boy. And I always say all the time, I'm so thankful I'm a girl. I enjoy being a girl. You know, honestly, there was a time when I was younger, I had huge glasses. I had braces. Everybody at school called me all these horrible nicknames. I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't look beautiful. I didn't look like all the other popular girls that were cheerleaders and pretty. Of course, you have red hair. So you've already got, you know, different skin, sunburn. You know, I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't know how to do my makeup. You know, there was a time where I didn't feel like I was a good girl, but I was, and not a good girl, but like I wasn't good at being a girl, basically. But I did decide, you know what? I'm just going to figure it out. My mom took me. She helped me like learn how to do makeup. Like I learned, okay, this is what looks good on me. Like you have to learn. You don't get fearful and change. And like, you know, if girls, if you have like, you know, with your body, you got to learn how to dress it. Guys, you got to learn, okay, this is what I need to do. This is, you know, I may not play sports, but I need to run a little bit. I need to be active. I can't be so sedentary. Like he will help you be the very best you. Guys are made to conquer and girls are made to nurture and support and to help. And you can start learning how to be your very best self when you get into God's word. And when you decide, I love God. I love his word. I'm going to take his word. I don't care what society's doing. I don't care if everybody is in my school's confused. I'm not going to be confused. You just decide, oh, I believe the Bible. Well, why do you believe that? Because it brings me peace. And I guarantee you, the word of God and relationship with God brings peace like nothing else can bring. So if you're already a Christian, stop entertaining those thoughts and realize that feelings are connected to thoughts. Change your thoughts by renewing your mind to the word of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that we change our mind with the word of God. So get into the Bible, keep listening to podcasts like this, get into a good church. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, listen, pray a prayer with me right now to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Hit us up at the end of this podcast. There's going to be information on your screen so that we can help you be everything that God made you to be. But you were uniquely formed in your mother's womb with a purpose. and you could do everything you could try to do, everything doctors could help you do to change your body, but you are who God made you to be at the most minute molecular cellular level. It cannot be changed, and it will not produce peace, and it will not produce fulfillment. So you can be the guy that God made you to be. You can be the girl that God made you to be, and it all starts with receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So pray this prayer after me. Say, "Dear God, right now, I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe all the sin of the world was laid on him so I could be right. He was broken in every way so that I could be whole. Right now, I invite him into my life. Jesus, make me brand new. And from this day forward, I will serve you. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. Now, like I said, hit us up at the end of this podcast. We'll have information to help you understand God's love, to grow in your understanding of God's word. But listen, God made you the way that you are for a reason. He made you boy, he made you girl, and he will help you be the very best you in the gender that he made you. I'm so grateful that you spent some time with me on today's podcast, Young Life. We'll see you again soon. Yeah. Yeah.